Good morning, my friends, and welcome to what is definitely going to turn out to be an absolutely infuriating installment of the program. From very high above all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson. Firmly ensconced behind the silver cowboy state politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the depths of the middle swamp in Wyoming's capital of Cheyenne. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy Wednesday, and a very happy Wednesday to every redcoat in the House of Representatives. You're going to find out why here in just a little bit. Today's program is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or maybe a roping arena so you can do all that rodeo stuff when it's 20 degrees below zero, or maybe you need a big, gigantic warehouse for your business, the two guys you should talk to are Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. They are the experts in metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do a much better job than anybody else. So it doesn't matter what type of metal structure you're thinking about, give Nick and Jesse a call, and they can handle all the details. Their phone number is 307-674-2532. You'll receive a 50-year warranty on the foundation, which is something that you're not going to get from any of their competitors. And another cool thing they do is they pour concrete pillars and then insert a steel beam inside them and then use that to set the foundation on it. There is absolutely no way water is going to get underneath your foundation and ruin your building. So if you're thinking about any type of building, give Nick and Jesse a call. Their phone number, again, is 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. When we think of politicians, we always tend to imagine that it's politics 24/7. And to some degree, you might be right about that. But in the House of Representatives, there are strict rules about campaigning inside the Capitol building. There are strict rules about really any sort of electioneering. And definitely there are rules about doing it in public offices, namely the offices of House leadership. The same rules apply to the Senate, but apparently all those people are a heck of a lot smarter than the folks in the House. Specifically, the Democrats, or rather, the Democrats that can't spell, the Redcoats. Of course, I am referring to the Wyoming caucus. Those 31 Republicans in the House of Representatives that don't bear the slightest resemblance to anything that you and I would consider a Republican. Usually, I'd give you a pretty solid backstory before I laid the meat of my argument out on the table for you, but this time, I don't want to bury the story at all. I'm way too excited about it. It turns out that the Wyoming caucus has let a paid political operative, the treasurer of their political action committee, the director of yet another political group, and a registered lobbyist with the state of Wyoming's Secretary of State's office, all of whom happen to be the same person, set up shop in one of the leadership offices. Specifically, the Speaker Pro Tem Clark Stith's office. Her name is Rebecca Fitzgerald. She's the proprietor of a political consulting outfit called R5 Strategies. If you go to their About Us section of their website, well, actually, they call it Our Team, you're going to find Rebecca Fitzgerald and Joanne True. We'll get to Joanne True's involvement in this whole escapade a little bit later in the program. Rebecca Fitzgerald is a registered lobbyist with R5 Strategies through the Wyoming Secretary of State's office. She's also a registered lobbyist for an outfit called Wyoming Free. Evidently, they think they're free to do whatever they want inside the Wyoming Capitol. Now, if you go to the Wyoming Free website, you'll find out that the president of that organization is Redcoat Shelley Duncan, former very liberal Republican representative who, after getting her butt handed to her in an election by Representative Scott Smith, went to work for Sarah Burlingame's outfit, Wyoming Equality. Interesting career choice after you were a Republican representative in the Wyoming House of Representatives. You immediately go to one of the most liberal organizations in the entire state of Wyoming, Wyoming Equality. If you're unfamiliar with this fantastic organization, they are the most active LGBTQSZWD advocacy organization in Wyoming. The vice president of Wyoming Free is Republican. Now, Republican is in quotation marks anytime you're mentioning it around any of these folks we're talking about today. But Republican Representative Dan Zwanitzer, the director of this organization, and I know that you're going to find this very hard to believe, is again Rebecca Fitzgerald. Huh. Now that's all too convenient, wouldn't you say? Here's Rebecca Fitzgerald herself saying that she's the executive director of Wyoming Free.
Mr. Secretary, I appreciate the opportunity to provide comment today. My name is Rebecca Fitzgerald. I'm here in the capacity as the executive director of Wyoming Free. We're a nonpartisan organization that stands for fair, reliable, ethical elections. And I want to just say, amongst probably more than a lot of folks in this room understand how important election integrity is.
I, above anyone, understand the importance of election integrity. Yeah, you mean like not violating Wyoming statutes, not using Wyoming state property and the offices of Speaker Pro Tem of the Wyoming House of Representatives Clark Stith to launch a political machine? You mean that sort of election integrity? Or perhaps you're referring to being a registered lobbyist with the state of Wyoming and taking over a House leadership office? I don't know if you know this or not, Rebecca, but there's a whole manual of things that you can and can't do as a lobbyist, and setting up shop in Clark Stith's office is not on the list of things that you can do. For a solid week, I've watched Rebecca Fitzgerald go in and out of Clark Stith's office. It's very clear that Rebecca Fitzgerald has set up shop in the Speaker Pro Tem's office. There's a couple of problems with this. First, it's absolutely illegal. Wyoming Statute 913-105, which you could probably imagine, is entitled Misuse of Office. And it says, and I quote, "A public official, public member, or public employee shall not use public funds, time, personnel, facilities, or equipment for his personal benefit or that of another unless the use is authorized by law." Now, subsection B of 913-105 makes it very clear why what Rebecca Fitzgerald is doing is absolutely against Wyoming law. Let me quote it to you. "A public official, public member, or public employee shall not use public funds, time, personnel, facilities, or equipment for political or campaign activity." Being the treasurer of the Wyoming caucus PAC, pretty much everything she does is political or campaign activity. And she's very clearly set up shop in Clark Stith's office, so that is political activity inside a Wyoming state facility. There's a lot more where all of this came from, and I'm going to tell you about it in a couple of seconds. But first, an absolutely outrageous and very well-deserved profit timeout. It's Wednesday, my friends, and you know what that means, don't you? Gun of the Week time from Gunrunner Auctions. A lot of people don't think about .22 rifles when they're thinking about fine firearms, but the Gun of the Week is a beauty. It's lot number 204. It's a Winchester 52B Sporter .22 caliber bolt-action rifle. It is absolutely gorgeous. It has a 24-inch barrel that has an excellent bore. It doesn't have any sights on it yet. It's got the receiver factory drilled and tapped for optics, and it's all ready to be mounted. The trigger adjustment screws are burred just a little bit, and the left side of the receiver has also been drilled and tapped. It's got deluxe Phelan blonde wood checkered stock with a brown tip and a pistol grip that has a cheek rest. This gun is absolutely beautiful, and you have to go check it out. It's lot number 204 at thegunrunner.com. There are a ton of people that are thinking about moving to the great state of Wyoming. I mean, why wouldn't they? We live in the most amazing place. Now, if you're one of those people that's considering selling your house to them, you're going to need a real estate agent that you can trust. And that agent is Rebecca Bextell at Compass Real Estate. Her phone number is 307-699-3519. She's lived in Jackson for almost 20 years, and she's got her fingers on the pulse of the real estate market, all the way from Devil's Tower to the Tetons and from Yellowstone National Park to the Middle Swamp. So if you're thinking about buying or selling, there's no better real estate agent that you could have than Rebecca Bextell. Again, her phone number is 307-699-3519. The following advertisement was paid for by Reed Raisner for Senate. The weather in Wyoming has been a little unpredictable, to say the least. You need to be prepared to keep those ears of yours nice and toasty warm. And the best place you can go to is NewTrendHats.com. They've got a wide variety of hats for both men and women, and you're sure to find the one that's just perfect for you. So go to NewTrendHats.com and keep those ears of yours nice and toasty warm. Make sure that you don't miss the companion article to today's episode that exposes everything the Wyoming caucus is doing. You can find it at cowboystatepolitics.com underneath the articles tab, or you can find it at the Independence Network under the articles section there. It's entitled Politics in the Pro Tem's Office. Make sure that you read it, share it, send it to everybody that you know, because it's critical that the Wyoming caucus be exposed for what they're doing inside your house. And now, more about what the Wyoming caucus is doing to you. Only two people that could have given Rebecca Fitzgerald permission to enter and use Clark Stith's office. One of those is Clark Stith himself, and the other is Wyoming Speaker of the House, Albert Sommers. Those are the only two people that could have granted her permission. And again, you can't grant permission for something that's absolutely illegal anyway. So let's talk about the Wyoming Caucus Political Action Committee for just a second. As I mentioned, Rebecca Fitzgerald is the treasurer of that political action committee, and the chairman is Joanne True. Joanne True is a longtime political operative who's held various positions in the Republican Party in Natrona County. Now, I say Republican, but again, in this episode, you have to put quotation marks around it every single time I say it, because Joanne True is not a conservative, nor is she anything close to that. Though Joanne True hasn't used the Speaker Pro Tem's offices nearly as much as Rebecca Fitzgerald, I have personally witnessed her going in and out of that office several times each and every day of this legislative session. Joanne True doesn't need to be anywhere near the legislative leadership's offices. She is a political operative, and she's the chairman of the Wyoming Caucus PAC. Now, if you're one of those redcoats down on the floor and you're a member of the Wyoming Caucus, well, then it makes perfect sense why Joanne True should have access to the Speaker Pro Tem's office. But there again, it's absolutely illegal. Before I get too much farther into this, the videos proving everything that I'm alleging in today's episode are available at cowboystatepolitics.com underneath the show content page, and they're also available at the Independence Network. One of the videos shows Rebecca Fitzgerald walking into Clark Stith's office and closing the door behind her. Another video shows Rebecca Fitzgerald exiting Clark Stith's office and then sitting right in the gallery. And then there's the video of Joanne True just sticking her head into Clark Stith's office. Now, while that one's not definitive, it clearly shows that at least Joanne True has some sort of access to House leadership offices. Again, something else that is entirely illegal. Now, I keep using that word, but remember, it's Wyoming Statute 913-105 A and B. There's also a link to that statute at cowboystatepolitics.com if you want to read it for yourself. I mentioned earlier in the broadcast that the emails that Rebecca Fitzgerald and her team of political operatives compose in Clark Stitt's office really don't contain even 50% truth. All of this started with a resolution that was brought by Democrat UW professor Ken Chestek. Now, you might remember Ken Chestek. I talked about him a really long time ago on the program in an episode entitled Wyoming Promise or Is It? That episode is about Ken Chestek's group, Wyoming Promise, and they're pushing for a constitutional amendment to prevent dark money in politics, which is exactly what House Joint Resolution 2 was all about. Essentially, the bill would include Wyoming in a petition for an amendment to the United States Constitution to ban what Democrats call dark money in politics. Dark money, as it is defined by Ken Chestek and his political action group, Wyoming Promise, is campaign money given mostly to Republican candidates by political action committees, many of whom don't have to release their donors to the public. The same donations exist for Democrats, it's just that Ken Chestek's group doesn't usually target them. Chestek claimed in a floor speech to introduce his legislation that these campaign donations are made possible by a United States Supreme Court decision, Citizens United. The decision literally said that money is free speech, and as such, political contributions made by corporations are as well. The decision had the result of allowing conservative organizations to compete with Democrat funding operations such as the Democracy Alliance, Arabella Advisors, and many others, who, for years, have funneled vast sums of money to a litany of left-wing causes and candidates. Chestek's bill failed to receive a two-thirds vote in the Wyoming House of Representatives. During Wyoming's budget session, all of us know that any bill that is not the budget must receive an introduction vote of a two-thirds before it can even be talked about. That evening, the Wyoming caucus and Rebecca Fitzgerald pounced by sending out a blistering email to their followers, chiding conservatives for voting against the bill. One such email that was prepared in Clark Stith's office, I'm absolutely positive of that, purported to be a recap of day two of the legislative session. Here's what it said, and I quote, "These bills were designed to address real threats to the election process, such as reporting on campaign finances and allowing Wyoming to make its own laws around whether anonymous out-of-state actors can send mailers attacking politicians in Wyoming. The members of the Freedom Caucus had the chance to create laws that would enforce their stated positions, but they declined to do so." End quote. In other words, according to Rebecca Fitzgerald and the Wyoming Caucus, limiting free speech and preventing Wyoming citizens from participating in the political process is somehow part of the conservative ethos. Furthermore, their insistence on anonymous political writing somehow being illegitimate is laughably preposterous. I'm not surprised that Poison Barry Crago or drag show Clark Stiff have forgotten, both lawyers, by the way, have forgotten the importance of the Silence Do-Good letters or the Federalist Papers. Both of those were written anonymously. Now, the email in question and several more like it were composed by Rebecca Fitzgerald in the Wyoming House of Representatives Speaker Pro Tem's office, located on the gallery level of the House in the Wyoming Capitol. Representative Clark Stith, the Wyoming Speaker Pro Tem, is a vocal member of the Wyoming Caucus. Now, let's just talk about those folks just for a minute, just so that we know exactly who it is that we're talking about. The 31 representatives that make up the Wyoming Caucus have an average voting record that sides with the Democrats 85% of the time. Clark Stith himself votes with his Democrat colleagues 80.16% of the time. Not conservative. So how do I know that the emails in question were written in Stith's office? Because I watched the Wyoming caucus's paid political consultant, lobbyist, and PAC treasurer Rebecca Fitzgerald walk in and out of his office numerous times for over a week. That, and Cowboy State Politics has obtained several videos of her doing so. It's clear that Stith's office is her base of operations. And again, those pictures and videos are available at cowboystatepolitics.com and at the Independence Network's website, independencenetwork.us. The Wyoming caucus's PAC itself is a little bit curious. It actually works opposite the way every other political action committee does. Usually, a political action committee donates to candidates. It doesn't take donations from candidates. And as it concerns the Wyoming caucus, they've taken $24,820 from 16 of their caucus members. $24,800. You might be asking yourself, why would Wyoming caucus members donate to a PAC that already gets enough donations from private individuals? Well, it's an investment. They're investing in their political future. They are investing in a political endeavor they believe they'll personally benefit from. And along the way, they're breaking Wyoming law to do it. In this way, the Wyoming caucus functions a lot more like the Democrats than they do the Republicans. Now, it's true. In American politics, the left always accuses the right of what they themselves are doing. Members of the Wyoming caucus have written numerous op-eds accusing the Wyoming Freedom Caucus of engaging in what they call Washington, D.C.-style politics. In truth, it is the very liberal wing of the Republican Party in Wyoming that is doing that very thing. It's clear that they see no problem in their paid lobbyists, PAC officials, and paid political consultants setting up shop in the People's House. And they don't seem to have a problem with electioneering in a House leadership office. It's unethical and it's wrong. Two words that are absolutely synonymous with the Wyoming caucus. And in Wyoming, what they're doing is absolutely against the law. Well, my friends, I think that pretty well sums it up for today's installment of the program. I'm sure that there's going to be updates to this story, and I'm going to bring those to you as they come up. I'm hoping that there will be some recognition of what the Wyoming caucus is doing in the Capitol building, but you never can really count on that. After all, they did sweep Dan Zwanitzer's problems underneath the rug. You know, the guy that gerrymandered his new house into his old district, the guy who was the vice president of the political organization Wyoming Free, and the guy who is a sitting Wyoming representative. Yeah, and the guy who's absolutely guilty of voter fraud. I've also written a companion article to go along with this episode. It's available at theindependencenetwork.us. It's also available on the articles page of cowboystatepolitics.com. Make sure that you share this episode, share the article, tell all of your friends what the Wyoming caucus is doing. That is, simply, breaking the law. But for now, from the depths of the middle swamp in Wyoming's capital of Cheyenne, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.